morning, Montreal. This is Brandon on with the Scoop. It is a hideous day out today. It's raining. It's cold. It is the worst. It is completely different from last week when it was sunny as shit and I had a great time outside. So how are you doing? Today we have Jesse McCormick in here. Thanks Hello. For coming, man.
Hi. Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you.
Yeah, of course. I don't think the day's that ugly, but I like the rain, so.
Well, but you're from LA,
I know,
right?
I'm not used to it. Yeah. Like when the water starts falling from the sky, I just get filled with so much joy because it's like
oh, just, like finally,
dude, you're not used to it. It's like, oh man, what is this?
Yeah, yeah. I see. So it wasn't like a shock or anything. I know a lot of people when they move here, they're like, holy shit, I'm so cold.
I mean, like, seasons are definitely a surprise. Like, I've never dealt with seasons before. It's always just been like, it's slightly colder today.
Or yeah, like totally,
you know. And I live in a place where it's all like evergreen trees, so it's like I don't see like the autumn leaves or anything. So it's really cool, like coming and seeing Concordia like in the fall, and like it's all
in the winter, oh, you have all the dead crazy. Trees around.
yeah
beautiful. So We say LA, but LA is like a big place.
Yeah.
You want to narrow it down a little bit?
It's called Torrance, California. Mm-hmm. Represent. Where Quentin Tarantino's from.
Wow. I didn't know that.
No, yeah. Actually, fun fact.
Cool.
It's a little fun fact about Torrance.
Yeah.
But no, it's really fun. It's about 30 minutes outside of downtown LA.
Okay.
LA's weird. It's more of like if a bunch of little towns decided to get together and be like, we're a giant city now.
Okay.
LA's huge. Like it expands like very far. Like 2 hours in every direction from the center of downtown LA, you're still in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's what's crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
And what's the population like approximately?
I think it's like 17 million.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like up there. It's either like 15 or 17.
Okay. But so it's pretty, when you drive out, like way out, there's still like,
and that's, well,
people
okay.
there.
So, like, yeah. So it's like, that's taking into account the entire LA County, you know, like downtown LA, like basically the place that everybody sees in movies is only about like 5 actual blocks of LA.
right. Interesting.
Yeah. No, but it's cool. It's a big place. A lot of driving. I miss driving.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah, you don't want to do that here.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. Montreal's always under construction.
Yeah.
I just feel like every time I'm in an Uber, the Uber driver's complaining about
about the
construction as well.
Actually. Oh my god. Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned like that LA is like so big and so definitely bigger than here.
Yeah, way bigger.
But like I'm from Ottawa, right? And Ottawa, like from the way you're describing it, like it sounds kind of similar, honestly.
Yeah.
Like the downtown core is very small, right? You have Parliament and like 5 blocks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then but it's like you drive for like an hour. Actually, no, you can actually drive for like 2 hours out of the downtown core, and then sure you're in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, but it's like people still live.
They're like, I'm from
there,
Ottawa.
You know?
Yeah,
it's like,
you're not.
This is Munster Hamlet.
I mean, there's a lot of that in LA. Like if you get in inland to like Orange County, like they're like, I'm from LA. It's like, no, you're not. You're from the OC. Get out of here.
Not for real,
yeah.
LA.
It's
yeah.
like no, and I'm from the coast, so I'm considered like beach trash.
I see.
But yeah, I never went to the beach much in high school, though. I was never, like, outdoorsy.
Okay.
I guess I'm better about it now.
Right.
But, like,
now that you're living here, you can appreciate
I can appreciate
the...
being outdoors. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've had some, like, okay weather in the past little while, though. We've had some really sunny, like, really warm days. I think today is, like, the first day is really miserable, I think.
But, no, it's fine. I mean, like, you know, so I live here now. So I have like this little balcony right near my room. And so waking up to the wooden rain patter is like actually awesome. So I really did enjoy this morning. It was pretty solid.
Okay. So you say you live here.
So I live here now. I moved here about a year and a half ago. I go to Concordia, but like I'm kind of just going to school because I feel like that's what I should be doing.
My real
calling, what I love to do is I love streaming and like making YouTube videos. My dad was an IT guy, so like I grew up always around electronics and like building computers and shit with him. And just when YouTube started becoming like super huge, I really did try to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah, so you've been using the platform for a while, then, I'm guessing?
I've been using the platform for a while, but actually producing content I'm proud of, maybe about, like, 2 years, a year and a half. Okay. Yeah.
Right, because I was like, oh, man, this guy is, like, an OG. He's been on YouTube since 2006.
I was a middle schooler, and I was doing gameplay walkthroughs, so...
Man. But it's like, on one hand, I think like, yeah, some people are like jealous of those people, right? It's like, oh, I wish I was doing that at that age. But then it's like, sometimes that doesn't work out. You know?
It doesn't. Like I think that if I started doing what I was doing when I was younger, I would have got pissed, frustrated, and just been like over it. Mm. And I think that coming into it with like a mature mind and being able to like, all right, this is what I need to do. And there's a whole science behind it. Like you have to look into like analytics of your videos, just being like, this is performing. I did this. People really liked this. This is what comments are mentioning. Like it's a whole thing. Like people don't realize it's not like, just like sitting down in front of a camera and being like, look at me.
No, for sure. But it's interesting that I know with like TV and movies, even with TV and movies, you kind of have stuff like that. But with the internet and like this sort of thing, like the feedback is instant. You know?
Instant.
The comments are like, if you're doing stuff live, the comments are going to be at the exact moment when you like say or do something.
Yep.
Even with a video, like people talk about, you know, at this time you're doing this. Mm-hmm. So
like the timestamp comments.
Yeah, exactly. You have so much more to like work with.
No,
it's
I know.
Crazy.
The worst is, you know, the biggest hump I tell people, like if they want to get into doing what I'm doing, is you have to have a thick skin because people will rip you apart.
Classic
like if you're internet. Like especially live. Oh my God. Like if I'm streaming and I'm playing like Smite or something.
Right.
If I just buy something wrong. Smite's a MOBA, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like League. But like...
First person, though, right?
Yeah. Third person.
Third person.
No. It's
right.
But anyway, so like if I like buy a build out of order or like I do something different that the meta doesn't do, people just will rip into you about it. They're like, Danny, you're garbage. Or my screen name is Daniel Lord. Okay, we gotta edit that. I'm gonna go back.
That's a good username though. It's nice because you don't have like your real name in there.
People like it gets confusing. Like my middle name's Daniel, so I didn't want to just be Jesse McCormick online.
Yeah,
so
that's boring.
Yeah.
Like, and how many Jesse McCormicks are there in the world?
I know. If you go back into my my like old dark days of YouTube, you'll notice J Mac was my screen name for a while, but I just feel like J Mac sounds like the email you made when you were like in fifth grade, like J Mac 27, like that's what it was.
Right.
Classic.
Yeah. Brand Flakes 138. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Literally.
Oh man.
It's great.
But yeah. So I know that like on Steam.
Yeah.
Right. You can
stream now on Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you can like so you can change your username on Steam, right?
Oh my God.
And but when you go back on someone's account,
you can look at all the stuff.
Yeah.
I know.
So what are there any like old embarrassing ones that you've had or anything you want to share?
One of my most recent ones was definitely President Trump, but I made that as a joke way back when he announced his candidacy. And so I was President Trump for like, you know, a good 6 months into the initial.
Until it like stopped being
funny.
And
then it stopped being funny.
Yeah.
Like that's a particularly good one. I mean, you know, I was being funny. Blizzard just did a whole thing with competitive Overwatch. I was Crusher 99 recently.
Mm.
Like they made a video and like their character that they were following in the video, his username was Crusher 99. And it was like, How could you not think that's so lame of a name?
Yeah.
So.
No, for real.
But I think that was the joke. So so Crusher 99 was definitely a good one.
Yeah. Brandon, man, I'm like, I'm trying to think of mine. I'm trying to think like old ones that I did.
To look at them, yeah.
I think I went by like just eat a bagel for the longest time.
Yes.
I think I had like a name about pancakes or something too. Anyway,
that's awesome.
I just switched it to Barn Dude
like,
now.
The hardest thing about those steam names that I think is like, I got to start writing down nicknames for people. Like, I know when you add someone on Steam, you can put little aliases next to them being like, this is Brandon.
Yeah.
This is Jack. This is whatever. I never do that.
No, me
and
neither.
And then when people change their name, like, they'll send me a message being like, oh, hey, Jesse, I see you're playing, you know, Mafia 3. Like, how is it? And I'm like,
yo, who
great.
Are you?
Really? You know, and then I don't know if it's like a fan that's added me on Steam or if it's like someone I actually know.
Right. Yeah,
and
I can see how that would be confusing.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm pretty open like with my Steam stuff, especially like my online personality. I'm pretty open about like, you know, I'm always down for people to come like play with me. Like I'll be like, yo, like I'll tweet. I'll be like, yo, you know, I'm going to be doing like a fan play.
But that's how you get
you know?
People engaged.
Dude,
you
get
know?
People
not,
engaged.
Not just
it gets people
you,
interested.
Like, yeah.
You know, like funny story. I actually have a guy who was one of the original people that started watching me. This guy, shout out to Awkwerp, if you're listening. He's just this random guy I met. He was some like 13-year-old kid from England. Met him. I was like a senior in high school when he started watching my stuff. And like he would always be super like active in chat. So I like started talking to this guy, you know, he added me on like, you know, Battle.net and whatever. And
yeah.
Like randomly he'll like challenge me to play Hearthstone and I'll play him. Like, you know, like I barely talk to this guy, but like, you know, it's just super chill. Like it's just some random fan that I met and he's like.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Yeah,
and I'm sure
cards.
Like, yeah, when you have like, in terms of fans and stuff, there's also like fans that are going to.
Yeah.
Like show your stuff to other fans too, you know.
Yeah.
So like someone who's been watching that long, like I'm sure is like doing stuff like that, you know.
And it's like you know we all do that. It's like, oh hey, have you seen like this OG College Humor stuff?
Yeah,
like, way back when. And then you're trying to like no,
for sure.
But yeah, like I enjoy it. I have a lot of fun doing what I do. I mainly do full plays. Like if there's a new game coming out, I'll usually like record myself playing the entire thing,
okay,
which is cool because it's kind of hard because when you get a new game and you really want to play it, I want to play it all the time, but I also want to make good content out of it.
Yeah.
And playing something for the first time, I think, is so huge with like golden moments of content. Like I'll try my best to play games for the first time when I'm streaming because I feel like that's kind of my gimmick. I'm really bad at games. I'm really bad.
That's your thing.
Yeah,
that's...
it's like my thing.
Right.
And so don't watch me if you don't enjoy people getting frustrated. You don't enjoy like watching someone do the same thing over and over again trying
but
to figure
I see,
it out.
Like I see the appeal though. Like I get it.
Well, it's fun. Like if I'm running through, like, I've been playing Battlefield 1 recently. And if I'm playing Battlefield and I've never been in a plane before and I get in a plane for the first time and the camera is on watching me going what do I do? I think it makes for good content, good comedy.
Sure. Yeah, there's you watch Dunkey at all?
He had
his Battlefield 1 video where
like,
he just kept getting killed.
And so my YouTube stuff, I take a lot of inspiration from like Dunkey and Funhouse. I'm a very big fan of like quick editing.
Yeah.
Like I stream, and I'll stream for about an hour and a half. But I normally will edit down those videos into something more like bite-sized for my YouTube channel.
Accessible.
Because I'm not a fan of watching people play something for 2 hours unless it's like a Telltale playthrough or like I want to watch someone play through a game. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a good time.
So, what's your viewership like now? Like, you said you've been doing this for, like, 2 years.
I've been doing this for, like, 2 years. I only have about, like, 500 subscribers, so I'm not, like, I'm not, yeah, I know, I say that, but people are always, like, I love every single one of my subscribers. Mm-hmm. They make me who I am, but, it's, like, it's such an impacted industry. You know, I go up to people and I say, like, oh, I stream for a living. Like, that's how I make money.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? unless it's someone under the age of 30. If they're under the age of 30, they get it.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, if we want to get real for a sec, I don't talk to my mother a lot because she really doesn't like what I'm doing.
Oh,
she thinks it's a total waste of time.
Ouch.
And, yeah. And so, so when I come home, she's always like, she tries to pretend and tell her friends that, like, I'm going to school. Like I'm in the film studies program at Concordia. Mm. And so she'll tell her friends. She'll be like, oh, you know, Danny's in film doing stuff. When honestly, yeah, I'm in film, but you know, but I haven't really done anything outside of school.
Yeah. The main thing you're putting your time and focus into is more
So the only thing that gets really annoying is, like, when her friends come up to me and are like, oh, you know, and start asking me about film stuff and whatever. And they come to me expecting me to be this other person.
Mm-hmm.
And,
They think, like, you're going to be artsy and, like,
you know, and I'm just like, yeah. And I'm just sitting here, like, with my headphones on, like, you know, controller in hand, like, hey,
yeah,
Doritos,
the Mountain Dew Gorg.
Literally, those pictures of Diva is me.
Right.
Like, if you catch me on my early streams, sometimes I'll literally just get up and start streaming. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't need to look good. Like, I'll be in a sweatshirt, my PJs, my hair's all over the place.
Still half asleep.
And I'm just like, what up, guys?
Yeah, solid.
Yeah, no, but
so,
it's good.
I wanted to ask. So it seems like, you know, you have a lot of knowledge about video games and right? So I wanted to know, what are your top three picks right now?
Like games I'm playing right now? Okay, I'm playing a ton of Battlefield 1 at the moment, like a ton. And then Rainbow Six Siege just got updated with their new season. That game I've been playing for, like, the last year and a half, really, actually.
Right.
It came out November last year, and they just keep updating it. It's kind of like, to me, I describe, it's like a serious Overwatch. It's cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, like, every character is, like, different, has, like, different things, but it's, like, all,
but
like,
it's not
military, like, SWAT team. Yeah, but it's cool.
Interesting.
And then, like, third game, because I'm not playing. Oh, and Hitman, actually. Mm. I just played through all of Hitman 2016. I'm a huge fan of the Hitman games. And those make for some good videos, actually. Like, because that game, it's just filled with shenanigans.
Yeah, yeah. It gives you a lot of freedom to just do whatever, like, you are, right?
Like, I actually just filmed something last night. I dropped a stuffed moose on some guy's head, and I got an achievement called A Room with a Moose, and I started laughing hysterically because I grew up watching Invader Zim, and for those of you that don't know about The Room with the Moose, you should definitely look up that scene. It makes for some good stuff. Like, all three of those games are just really really fun to play at the moment.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, well, talking about moose and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick little break, but we will be right back. Okay, and we are back with Jesse McCormick. Jesse, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm doing well.
You good?
Yeah, drinking my water.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Nice. So, next part of the show is our speed round.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm going to ask you just question after question.
Okay.
They're quick, pretty simple questions, but you're really going to have to think on your feet for these.
I got this.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Your favorite type of bird?
Dove.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Ice cream or gelato?
Ice cream.
Whole wheat or white bread?
White bread.
Favorite letter?
D.
Pen or pencil?
Pen.
Bacon or sausage?
Bacon.
Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles. Plaid pancakes. They're much better.
Spicy or mild?
Mild.
Stripes or polka dots?
Stripes.
grapes or raisins?
Grapes.
Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
Netflix or Hulu? Oh.
What kind of question is that? Hulu, obviously. Netflix.
Vampires or werewolves?
Vampire.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Xbox. Sorry.
Hockey or football?
Hockey.
Nice. Hot or cold?
Cold.
Animation or live action?
Animation.
Weed or alcohol?
Weed.
Night
I'm
or
from
day.
California. That's a shoe in that
state. Yeah, night or day?
Night.
Sunrise or sunset?
Set.
Crushed ice or cubed ice?
Crushed.
RBC or TD?
TD.
Your credit card number and security code. Excel or Dentine?
Excel.
Crest or Colgate?
Crest.
Mac or PC?
PC.
Favorite color?
Favorite color? Black. Dark purple.
Nice. Hard shell or soft shell tacos?
Oof. I like hard shell tacos. I like that crunch.
Right on. How do you take your eggs?
Ooh, sunny side up.
Nice. And tea or coffee?
I don't drink coffee. Okay. I'm a tea guy.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's our speed round. Yeah. Very nice job. You made it through.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm feeling better. There were some good questions
in
there.
Yeah. So is there any... Because these are, like, pretty simple questions, but often some of them, like, there's a story behind some of these. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I can pick some or you
can...
Yeah,
I mean, you can pick whatever. I mean, like, some I reacted to, like, I hate raisins.
Yeah.
I hate raisins.
Yeah, I'm not a big raisin fan.
They're too chewy.
Either.
I don't... They're like little... Like wrinkly old people.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I just...
Like, they're the wrinkly old version of grapes.
I love grapes. Like, green grapes.
Grapes are great.
I can eat green grapes for, like, days. But, raisins, I just always thought they were so weird. Like, and as a topping, like, oatmeal raisin cookies, I would, like, pick them out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
As a kid. Because I liked the oatmeal part of the cookie, but it was just...
I remember trick-or-treating as a kid and getting raisins from people sometimes, and it's like...
Worst kind of people.
What?
It's like the same... It's like the dentist that gives out toothpaste on Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
go fuck yourself.
Yeah, the fuck am I going to use this for?
Yeah.
But if I keep using this, I'm not coming back. Is that what you want?
Yeah, right? Like, do you want me to just not come to your house? Because I can.
Man.
So... I mean...
Oh, ice cream or gelato? I was surprised at that one. You said ice cream. Yeah.
I mean, see, it's because I don't eat a lot of either, you know? So if I had to pick, it would be ice cream. I mean, like, chocolate chip cookie dough is my go-to.
That's fair.
Or mint chocolate. I love mint.
Mm.
Mint chocolate is so good.
Yeah.
So it's, like, usually one of those two.
Okay, I see. And what's your favorite ice cream place, then? Do you have...
This actually is a good story.
Okay,
I'm
awesome.
Very glad you asked this question.
Yeah.
So in Torrance, California, we have this little hole-in-the-wall place called Handel's Ice Cream, Handel's Homemade Ice Cream.
Okay.
There's only, like, three in California, and then the only other one, I think, is, like, in Iowa. Like, it's this random family.
Is it spelled, like, Handel, like, the composer, or, like, Handel, like, the thing you... like, H-A-N-D-E-L? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's spelled like that, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, so... I didn't realize Handel was a composer.
It's cool.
But anyway, so it's like this hole in the wall. It's literally in a parking lot. And it's like just a window. And you walk up and they have just like tubs and tubs of ice cream. And it's all like made in-house. It's like super great. And all their prices are super cheap. Like they'll give you a pint for $5.
Wow.
So my friends and I don't even go for, like, cones. Like, pay $5 and get a pint, and we'll eat maybe, like, a little bit of the top layer and not even make a dent and be, like, stuffed. And we're just like, well, now we have good ice cream for, like, the rest
of...
Yeah, so we go home, throw it in the fridge. Yeah. But something really cool...
You can't get a pint of beer for $5 here.
Moose Bar is really good about it. They do something really cool called $2 Tuesday. Mm. And so basically they'll sell cones or bowls for like $2 and they're like huge, like gnarly big. I have never seen Handel's on a Tuesday not have a line. It doesn't matter at what time of the day because they're open, like their hours are crazy. It's not 24 hours, but like it's pretty damn close.
Okay.
Like a huge thing to do in high school was like, let's hit up Handles at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You know?
You crazy
kids. And then the best part is like it's always some other either college student or high school student working the window that's just hating their life because it's Two Buck Tuesday and there's 80 fucking people in the parking lot.
Like
and they're just like,
yeah.
Welcome to Handles. What do you want? And I'm like, hi, because I'm drunk. You know, can I get the... You know, you're giggling with your friends, and then everyone, it's just a shit show.
That sounds amazing, though.
It's pretty fun.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in Ottawa, I don't know if there's a single 24-hour place.
Really? Just in general, or, just ice cream?
No, well, definitely not ice cream, but in general, we have McDonald's, and, that's it.
Yeah.
I remember, being in high school, driving around at night with friends, and it's like, where can we go?
Yeah.
Literally nowhere.
Yeah.
crazy shit. Yeah. What else? Bacon or sausage? You seem very on the bacon side.
I love bacon. Sausage, I would only, eat, as breakfast, but bacon, I just feel like it can be put on anything, you know?
Yeah, it's very, what's the word?
Easy to cook? I don't know. That's a big thing for me. It's cheap. It's super easy to cook.
But it goes with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a very good cook.
Yeah.
At all. So I resort to just making myself quick little things. And so, you know, going to IGA and seeing that they have two bags of bacon for $3, I'm like,
solid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baller on a budget.
Yeah. What do you think of bacon in dessert?
In dessert?
I know people do they do bacon brownies or stuff.
Yeah, I've had
that.
Maple cupcakes before, and I think it's pretty solid. They usually come with a little bacon on top.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. I think it's good. Cool. I've actually had bacon pancake mix before.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do that, but I've never had the guts.
It's really good. I've had a God, I'm actually realizing how much of a bacon freak I am. I've had bacon-infused maple syrup. Yeah, it was crazy. Bacon waffles, bacon pancakes.
Yeah,
bacon pancakes, bacon pancakes. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
But, it's awesome.
Yeah, so that leads us to the next one then.
Mm-hmm.
Pancakes or waffles?
I like waffles. I like waffles a lot. I like the crunch.
Mm.
A good... crunchy on the outside, fluffy in the middle waffle.
Okay.
But I'm trash. I just eat Eggo waffles all the time.
Yeah.
I just throw them in the toaster, put some butter in the middle, and then I fold them like a taco.
Oh,
I don't know.
I
That's
see.
Always what I've done. I put all the butter on one side.
That's smart.
I fold it, put the syrup inside, and I have a little waffle taco.
Huh.
And it's great. And I eat
does
it.
Does the
eat
syrup
it
not fall out?
It does, but I usually will have a napkin under my hand, and so it's
I thought
explodes.
You were
going
to say you have another waffle under it.
No. That's crazy.
That's genius.
No, well, I mean, that's really actually the mistake I'm making here is not having a waffle to trap to capture all of the falling syrup. If I'm feeling particularly crazy, I'll make an egg and also put it inside the waffle and make a waffle taco and kind of start a Taco Bell in my kitchen. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, I definitely recommend it. Just make some scrambled eggs, get a waffle, put some butter syrup on there.
Yeah.
Syrup on eggs. Don't knock it till you try it.
Oh, for sure.
Actually great.
No, I agree.
Yeah, and so making some waffle tacos are always pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's my favorite.
This is super interesting because me personally, I am I really like breakfast sausage.
And you've never...
No, breakfast sausage, bacon. Like, I don't
really
like bacon that much.
Oh.
And also... I'm I really like pancakes. I'm not a big
God,
waffle
so we're
fan.
Just like the opposite.
But
kind
also,
of
like, have you ever had pigs in a blanket though?
Oh, I love pigs in a blanket.
Right?
Wait,
so
but are
like,
you saying pancake in a blanket? Sorry, a sausage wrapped in a pancake is what I'm thinking about right now.
Yeah,
and that sounds dope.
It's great. it's fantastic, man. I haven't had it in so long, but it's.
I mean,
beautiful.
As much as I love waffles, I don't like pancakes any less. I just think I would choose a waffle over a pancake. I still love pancakes.
Oh, okay. I see.
I just want to clarify.
I
like sausage, too. No.
Oh, my God.
I'm not knocking anything. I love breakfast. Breakfast is always great. But if I had to pick, waffles would definitely be. And then just good old bacon.
Right.
Yeah.
We were talking about tacos. The hard shell is...
I like the hard shell because it, I don't know, like the crunch is such a part of the taco for me. Mm-hmm. If I wanted a soft shell taco, I'd just get a burrito.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like what I miss so much, because I'm garbage. I would just smoke with my friends in high school because I was super antisocial, and so we'd just smoke after school and walk across the street to Taco Bell.
Yes.
Taco Bell ran for a while the Dorito tacos.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That Cool Ranch outside hard shell.
Amazing.
Is like the greatest thing. I would, yeah. My go-to is I'd get like three of those, and then if I was particularly munching, I would get like a quesadilla as well.
Oh yeah.
But so. The only thing I would have to complain about the hard shell taco, but it happens with both, I guess, is when you initially bite in, there's a lot of room for like structural integrity to be lost, because the taco it'll start coming
this
apart.
This is the most technical discussion about tacos I've ever had.
It's a science. I really like eating. For those of you listening, and so
you might have been able to tell from the questions I'm asking you, me too. But yeah.
I think this is why we're good friends. So the soft shell taco or the hard shell taco, when you bite into it, sometimes it has a lot of room to fall apart.
Yeah.
And that can be annoying. You have to have a fork, and then you're eating a taco with a fork, and then you're that guy. But it's okay. You get over it. You do it for the taco.
The crunch is still, yeah, it's still worth it, I think. Yeah.
That initial crunch, magical. Magical.
I did
laugh at the weed versus alcohol question.
Yeah, that was. I wasn't sure if I wanted to put that one.
I know. I was saying like, because I wasn't sure coming on here, like how PC or or like how low key I'm supposed to be.
The internet.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I mean, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
The people have seen much worse on my channel. Believe me. Like we just legalized it, voted in the election.
Congratulations.
Which, oh my God, should we even mention the election on here?
I've been kind of, honestly, I've been trying to like not talk about it too much in the news segment, because it's like everyone knows.
What does it come to?
Yeah.
That's why I ran away to Canada. Actually, I moved to Canada before it was cool. We just fully legalized marijuana at home, and so I like drinking, I like smoking, I like doing both. But if I had to pick, I think I'd rather smoke, because I don't know. It's really low key. Like I can smoke and still do things later in the day.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
If you're
like,
drunk at 2 p.m.,
it's like your day is done. You can roll a little something, smoke, and then you're still productive.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I still love my whiskey. Oh, God, I love pouring myself a glass of bourbon. Ooh, it's so good.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was like a Canadian club just like edged out some like Scottish whiskey for like best whiskey in the world.
Oh, really?
Something like that. Yeah, super, super random. But like every Canadian's like, hell
and
yeah!
And it's like a Scotch. Do you know what it's called?
I'm not sure, but there are plenty of like lists online that are like, oh, best whiskeys in the world.
Okay,
and, like stuff like that. And it's like always on there.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah, for real.
I really do enjoy my whiskey. Like low key. A dream of mine is to have a drink named after me.
Really?
just because. You know, it's like, I'll have the Jesse McCormick. It's like whiskey cocktail.
Is this like a drink at just like one like, specific place?
No,
or like
no,
just
I'm
like
talking
a,
like Arnold
like
Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
Like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. Because I grew up just drinking Arnold Palmer's. And so I think it burned into my head early. Like, I would love to have to have a drink.
Or, I mean, yeah, I was thinking, like, the other thing is, like, you could, like, have your own, like, brewery, you know, or something like that, and it's, like, then they have to name it after you because it's yours.
No, I know. And, like, I was always made fun of because they're, like,
McCormick
oh, Jesse. Yeah, they're, like, oh, Jesse likes whiskey. Jesse's a cowboy name. Ha, ha, ha. Like, I've heard it all. Like,
yeah,
literally, yeehaw.
Oh, man.
God.
on. So
such an annoying nickname growing up. Everybody fucking calling you cowboy. Like, it's like hey, cowboy. It's like, what?
Come on. All right. So I think we're going to move on to the deep Tumblr questions now, if that's all good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to do some soul searching.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hit me Tumblr.
Yeah. Let's start with something less, like...
crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not too deep, but, you know, there's potential. Okay. So, favorite movie?
Oh, okay.
This is a question I really like
asking. So, my favorite movie is Inglourious Basterds.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Repping your hometown?
You gotta.
Born to California.
But, yeah, like, I fucking love that movie. Just, like, the opening scene, like, Christoph Waltz walking in, looking for Jews.
Yeah.
And... if you notice, there's no sound or there's no audio or music in that scene. It's just all the audio is like Christoph talking to this guy and drinking a glass of milk. And he somehow made drinking a glass of milk the most intimidating thing.
Yeah, ominous.
I love the movie. It has, I'm like a big fan of like spaghetti westerns. And so I feel like Tarantino kind of is like a modern day spaghetti western director. And so Inglourious Basterds to me like has just enough of like serious like this was World War II, like this is history, like this happened, and then enough of like the campy cowboyness of like how ridiculous it is. Brad Pitt just walks up and goes, "Today we're killing Nazis."
Man, I will admit, have not actually seen it.
Oh my god, sorry. Dude!
I when I was getting into Tarantino, I was like, I'm going to watch all the movies, like, chronologically.
In order, yeah.
And then I got up to, like, Death Proof and then stopped.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I never, like, got back into it.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, you know, I haven't even seen every single Tarantino movie. Like, I still haven't seen Reservoir Dogs. Like, the only scene from that I've seen is, like, the scene with the ear. Like, and so, but no, it's a good watch. Like, Inglourious Basterds. Like, you would particularly like it. The soundtrack is awesome. There's like a ton of like film things that.
I love.
Here now I get to talk about film. Hold on. Let me put on my hat.
Yeah.
one thing that Inglourious Basterds really did particularly was diegetic music. Which diegetic and non-diegetic? For those at home, is basically what the characters perceive in their current world versus what the audience perceives. So, like, non-diegetic music would be, like, a soundtrack, you know, and diegetic music would be they're walking through a bar listening to music.
Yeah.
And that, most of the soundtrack in Inglourious Basterds is diegetic music. And that's what's so cool. Mm-hmm. It's like they walk into the bar, they show you a shot of this guy putting on a vinyl and, like, playing it. And then you realize, like, it's cool to think about. It's like the characters are hearing the same thing the audience is.
Yeah.
So when a cool fight happens to the song that's playing, you realize that it's not just some editor being like, "This song sounds cool to it." It's like,
that's in the movie world.
It's cool. I like that. I'm a huge fan of like world building, and so that stuff really, really excites me.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah,
cool.
Maybe
but
you should see the movie.
Yeah, I
and
know.
For those of you listening who haven't seen the movie, watch the movie.
Definitely will.
I'll know.
I'll be watching. Next question. What is one guilty pleasure of yours? And this can be PG if you want. You can keep it not PG if you want. It's whatever.
Guilty pleasure? I don't know. I love anime. Love anime. I watch like a ton of Bleach. I watch like Naruto. I watch One Punch Man, which I'm super excited for the next season coming.
Yeah, it's coming up
like,
soon. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's more accepted now. Like a lot of the stuff I'm into, like growing up playing video games and like being into anime and like watching all this stuff. I wasn't an outcast, but like, you know, it was definitely
in like a
nerdy column.
Yeah.
And but now, like, as our generation has kind of grown up, like I used to not really be like tell people how much anime I watched, but now I really don't care. And I don't know if that's most of just me or if like I just get a lot more of people being like, "Oh, that's super awesome. Like I watch a ton of shit now." Or like, you know, too.
No, I think like a lot of this stuff is becoming like super mainstream. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
like anime is coming into the forefront. Like, there's like a like they're making a Ghost in the Shell live action movie,
which is
like,
awesome. Yeah, I still haven't seen the trailer. I know, but it's it's crazy. And then Miyazaki, didn't he say he's like coming out of
coming
retirement?
Out of retirement? Yeah, making a new movie.
Oh man,
crazy!
I'm so excited.
But also like. And then there's, like, all the stuff with, like, comic books, right? It's, like, reading comics as a kid, it's like, you fucking nerd. Like, now it's, like, every blockbuster is a comic book movie.
I was a comic guy. You know? And so my friends, like, will give me shit. Well, actually, no, well, used to give me shit, but now they love going to these Marvel movies with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting down just being like, oh, Doctor Strange, like, let me give you the lowdown.
Yeah, exactly.
and it's... I've always felt like I've just had a wealth of useless knowledge that I just remember.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
For sure.
And so now that it's finally, like,
it's
useful.
Relevant.
Like,
Yeah. I had, I think, for, like, one of my birthdays when I was a kid, my brother got me, like, this Marvel encyclopedia.
Oh, I think
so
I
it was, yeah,
thing.
It was, like, just every Marvel character ever and, like, all a bunch of stuff about them. I read, like, the whole thing. It was, like, this thick and, like, this huge book.
I'm literally going to show you a picture of, like, my brother and I. It's, like, because this definitely, like, I had the same book. Here, it's
good resource to have, though.
But actually, like, It's just like opening up the book. Like, we kept it in our bathroom.
Yeah.
Low key.
Solid.
And so, like, I would go to the bathroom and just, like, sit down and be like, open it up to a random page and just start, like, reading.
Yeah, read about a random character.
Like, and it was awesome. It would be like, oh, who am I going to learn about today? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Darkseid? Cool.
Yeah.
Or no, well, Darkseid DC. But, like, you get the idea.
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting that, like,
I have no idea what this picture is.
It's all good. Oh, very nice.
Yeah,
very
so
nice.
It's just a big, big, fat encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. Very similar.
You guys look pretty proud in that picture.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. We were, the reason that picture was actually taken, for the lack of visuality, it's a picture of me and my little brother. I look very unhappy, and he's holding up this encyclopedia of Marvel, like, in triumph, because he just won an argument between me and him. And so what was great about that book was, if we were having an argument about
it's
a
like
character,
a definitive, like,
we could,
sort of,
it was like a tiebreaker. And so my mother took this picture because she heard us arguing, which, it's a good time.
Yeah.
Right. I miss him. I don't see him too often.
Mm. Oh, yeah, he's still back in.
He actually goes to Penn State now.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
So he goes to Penn State now. You know, so he's close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be seeing him actually next weekend for Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
So
on.
It's going to be the first time I've seen him.
Are you guys all going back? Or?
No, I'm going to New York for Thanksgiving, actually.
Oh, okay.
My brother and my father are coming up to New York to see me.
Right on.
Yeah,
right on.
It's gonna be a good time.
That's fun. New York's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been. But
yeah. Oh, really?
I've heard.
It's
good stuff.
It feels like Montreal, except it's way more crowded in that sense. Like the city, the way the city's set up. Like it gets set up like a grid, very similar. Actually, you know, New York is way more organized than Montreal is, but Montreal, like, it's the same feeling of walking down the street, except in New York, you just have to put a person in every 5 feet, not even 5 feet. Like,
wow.
you there are so many people. You don't realize how many people are in New York until you are just walking on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And it is just like, it makes Montreal look not crowded at all.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's like, this place is super crowded. I'm like, there's people everywhere.
No. Like, in Montreal, you still, if you're walking around at 3 a.m., like, you can run into places where there's nobody on the street.
Right,
New York,
right.
That will never happen. You will never be in a place with less than, like, 40 people. Like, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
It's cool if you're into it.
I can see the appeal.
Yeah, like, sure. I mean, yeah, it's obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
It's cool if you're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, maybe one more deep question.
Oh, yeah.
I know these aren't very deep.
No, it's okay.
It's cool. Maybe deeper one.
Yeah, hit me. I can take it. I'm a Redditor. I can handle Tumblr.
Okay. So what, or no, whose life do you think you've had the biggest impact on?
Whose life do
that's
I think?
That's a, yeah, that's like a real heavy one.
I'd say, I want to say like my little brother, but I feel like that's kind of a cop out. Like, I feel like I've had an effect on some people's lives, like mm-hmm. watching, you know, people that have watched my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll get nice comments, and it really is sweet. Like, I'll get comments that say, like, you know, I was having a bad day. Thanks, Danny. This video was awesome. You like never fail to make me laugh. Like, yeah. like people will genuinely like go out of their way to say something, and I'm just like, oh. Yeah. And I like thanks. Make a point to like reply and just be like, thanks, man. You're awesome. Like, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, right and, on.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I try my best to leave my mark on this world that isn't like, I don't know, I want to have a legacy. Mm-hmm. That's always been like a dream of mine. Like, I want to be remembered. I mean, that's, I guess, where you can say the drink dream comes from. Yeah. And stuff like that. Like, I want to leave something here. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I try my best to leave my visual imprint, obviously, with all my YouTube stuff. Like, but I just want people to remember me.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's like a very sort of common idea.
Yeah.
I think like so a lot of people really.
I don't think I'm very unique for thinking this way. But
no. I'm saying like I totally understand.
No, I think. It's yeah. It's definitely something I think about a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's cool. So I think, you know, yeah, if my little brother would either have to be it, or I'm sure that one of those people I've been watching, you know.
Yeah.
Like, because that's the other thing is, like, I'm influencing people. You know what I mean? Like, you got to think of it from the other perspective, because I'll sit down and watch, you know, YouTubers play something. But, like, then you got to reverse the role and just be like, random people are watching me.
Yeah.
Like, what do I want random people to take away from? Like, do I want them to take away all the dick jokes I'm making? Or do I want them to actually, like, feel good about themselves, like, after watching? I don't know. Maybe that's, like, way too deep to get into for, like, what I do.
Especially with, like, there's 500 people watching me, you know? Like,
yeah, it's like, if
that's power right there.
You know, and it's like, if I make a video being, like, Trump's the best. Like, yeah, let's go. I think I could influence maybe some people, or they would all be like, Danny, what happened to you?
Screw you, man. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Right. And it's also weird your viewers calling you a different name. You know what I mean? Like, it's something you have to get used to. Like,
yeah,
because your persona being like,
the knee-jerk reaction is like,
it's
my
like,
name is
Jesse. I want to say Jesse, but I have to respond to people calling me Danny.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah, it's definitely weird. Like,
I feel. Cool. So I think, I think we're going to move on over to the back and forth segment.
Okay, cool.
Usually we have this segment where my good friend Dr. Joss Lewis comes in.
Okay.
And he's, he's a psychiatrist among many other things.
Cool.
Very eccentric man, but he actually had a dentist appointment today.
Oh, man. He's trick-or-treating.
he's so old. Anyway.
I haven't been to a dentist in so long. Yeah. I'm afraid like, the more I wait, I'm going to go, and they're just going to be like, we need to remove them all.
You don't have any teeth left.
Damn it.
So back and forth okay. is my favorite part of the show,
okay.
personally.
Well, let's.
So basically, what we do is we just go back and forth playing songs for each other.
Oh, yeah.
We probably don't have too much time, so we'll probably only play one song each or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So I'll start, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you heard any of the new A Tribe Called Quest album?
I have heard of Tribe Called Quest, but I don't think I've ever actually like listened to anything.
Cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I should play a classic track then.
Okay.
Because they just put out, this is like their last album.
Yeah.
Because one of their like founding members, Fife Dog, just died, right? So they were like, let's do this, right? Put out a last album, then we'll be done, you know? But this is like a classic, like one of their
cool
most well-known tracks.
Then. Cool. Hey, yo, who's having a ball? And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it?
And actually, you might actually recognize like this part.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I've actually heard this.
You know, yeah,
absolutely heard
yeah.
this.
it gets used a lot, but this is like the original. Like,
okay, that's cool.
Use of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like a huge fan of sampling. So like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So this is sick.
This is like. Because this is sort of like, the foundation for a lot of stuff that we have like today, you know, which is like super cool. Can I kick it? 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 Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it? To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
I've absolutely heard this song before.
Oh.
I just feel the need to mention it now, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like the Dean's List, if you've ever heard of them.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man. Okay. You'll have to look them up. They're very, very similar like this.
Damn.
I mean, we only have time for one song, so I already have a song I want to show you. But...
Can I kick it?
Cool.
Oh yeah, this is Fife Dawg, right?
Oh, okay.
The guy who's doing the verse right now.
Cool. At times I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Solid.
Yeah. I don't know. I really dig it because, like, I'm realizing now, like, a lot of people have, like, these, like, preconceived notions of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, it's all, they're just talking about money and drugs.
Yeah, and drugs. And
but it's like, man, this is where it started. This is just guys having a good time.
I know,
you know?
Right?
It's
No, it's super chill. That's why I was saying it reminds me of the Dean's List because he raps a lot about just, like, being a college student.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool. Like, it's the same vibes. You know, it's just like a... Or, and if you ever heard that song, I Wish, by Skio, I think is what it's called. But it's the one that's like, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a ball. You haven't heard that? Oh, my God. You should absolutely listen
sweet.
To that song.
Yeah, awesome.
They get sampled a lot because, like, just his voice is so great. Mm-hmm. Girl Talk samples him quite a bit, actually. Yeah.
Dope.
What I have for you.
Yeah, tell me about this track.
Okay, so this is a band called Starfucker.
Nice.
I'm a very, very new fan because my roommate is crazy with vinyls. Like, he has, like, this crazy whole setup, and so we'll just, like, sit down and listen to, like, new music all the time. It's awesome.
Sweet.
And so he was telling me about this band. He's like, oh, yeah, they're coming at the end of November. We should go see them. And I was like, okay, yeah, show me some of their stuff. He showed me this song, and, like, within the first 3 seconds, I was, like, sold, in love.
You got me.
Bought the tickets. Like, so I'm going on Thursday, and I'm so excited.
Okay,
I'm
awesome.
I'm seeing these guys on Thursday. It's gonna be great.
Cool. Let's take a listen then.
Yeah. I knew you were going to like that part.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the bass rhythm. I just love it.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, no, so I'm super excited to see them.
Yeah, now that, because I'm wondering, like, what's the live show going to be like?
I know, right? Too? Like, is it just going to be... I just think it's going to be super, super chill. Like, it was $20. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Yeah. Now that... I'm sure that is going to be fantastic.
Yeah. There's probably still tickets. If you want to go, and
we'll see.
You're not swamped with all this work
you
do.
I just absolutely am, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I really dig that.
Yeah,
actually.
I had a feeling you would, because I listen to a lot of things, but you know, I was gonna put on a punk song, but then I was like, maybe we should keep it a bit more chill. But
I think
Star, you can't go wrong with Star
next
Funker.
Next time,
next time, obviously.
Right on. Yeah. So I think we just reached the 1 hour mark.
Wow.
So I'm just gonna. Yeah, we're just going to do our last segment.
Okay.
Which is, you said you were a Reddit user, actually.
Yeah.
So
do you read
r/NotTheOnion at
all? Yeah, all the time.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Oh, God.
So you might
I think
recognize
I know where this is
some
going.
Of these, but yeah, I'm just going to read you some news headlines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we can talk about them. I can give you some more context.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Oh, God,
so
NotTheOnion is so great.
Yeah. This first one, U.S.-born panda twins struggle in China as they know only English. Yeah,
no.
apparently these pandas, so like, yeah, they...
They do sign language and they only know sign language.
Not even that. It's just like when the zookeeper's trying to give them commands because they're speaking the Sichuan dialect too.
Oh my God, yeah.
And the pandas are just like, what?
I never. Okay, this might be the most American thing I've ever said, but it never occurred to me that, like, other languages are used to train animals. if I walked up, like, it makes complete sense that someone in French would be telling their dog to sit in French.
Oh, for real.
But, like, I don't think about the dog having to know the language of French.
Yeah, because
I
kind of know what you mean, though, because I feel like a lot of that is tone and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not as big of a deal when you're going from English
to French
or something,
you think it's
but
just,
Chinese is way more tonal and stuff.
Well, because,
right?
Like, and the phonetics is, like, completely, phonetically it's completely different.
Exactly.
You know, and so, yeah, like, with, yeah, like, I can't even imagine, like, what. Saying sit sounds like.
Yeah, you know? And then also, apparently, they still prefer English crackers instead of Chinese bread.
We got some racist motherfucking pandas.
Yeah, you're black and white.
Goddamn cracker.
Yeah, so they're like, apparently they're on loan from China.
Pandas to China.
Just like,
is this how we're paying off our billions of dollars of debt? Hey, China,
I
know you owe you money, but here's some pandas.
Yeah. But it seems like they're gradually getting used
I'm sure.
To it.
They just have to learn
the language.
Yeah,
give
them a break.
They gotta figure it out.
They're thrust into a new world. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah. This is a picture of the pandas, by the way.
Aw.
Gotta love
Oh,
pandas.
God. One of their faces is, like, smushed. Like, he's not looking, good.
He's just lying down. It's
just being a panda.
Yeah.
Classic.
Next one.
Okay.
Erotic game goes wrong as wedding ring strangles man's penis.
So this is
in Johannesburg. So, yeah.
I did actually see this headline, but I didn't read the article.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it's just like this guy. I'll just read the first a little bit.
Yeah.
A rare penile strangulation emergency in which a man had put a wedding ring on his penis for erotic pleasure has been described in the latest issue of the SA South Africa Medical Journal.
Mm-hmm.
The 28-year-old man, who was in severe pain, was admitted to a hospital in Limpopo. I think that's how you say that.
So here's my question.
Accompanied by his mother.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry. What were you going to say?
No, I'm saying, so it's like, so this guy now has to live the rest of his life telling people that a wedding ring fits around his dick. And so that can go either two ways. That either means it's a huge ring, like he has fingers the size of the Hulk, or it's like,
well, but that's the thing though. It's like they're talking about how it like was like strangling his dick,
yeah, so
right?
Like, what's his ring size?
So I'm assuming he put it on before. And then,
oh no!
You know, which is why he had to go to the emergency to get it taken off. Which,
Oh, my God. Oh no. Brandon has lost his headphones, ladies and gentlemen.
My face was so horrified. talking about the... Actually, I don't even want to read
no,
these
that just
out
makes
loud.
Me like, like, I'm just holding my legs together at this point.
But yeah, they had to do some procedures to get it off.
Was his wife or girlfriend like, hey, let's try this? Or was he like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Or was he trying to send like a picture?
It doesn't even say that it
was
his wedding
gone
ring,
wrong?
You know?
Yeah, like it was his wedding ring. Like, was it a nude gone wrong to his wife?
Like,
I don't know. Like,
who knows?
Maybe it wasn't his wife.
Yeah.
Maybe. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's the...
Oh, no.
I didn't sign up on Ashley Madison for this.
Do you think it's in his profile? It's like, I'm the wedding dick guy.
Oh, my. All right, and then lastly, I love digging. 89-year-old man digs his own grave. So there's, just this guy in PEI who is just like, he's been, like, he digs, like, other graves and stuff.
Is he a grave digger? Does he just like digging?
I guess
oh,
he
here
just
I go
really
digging
likes,
again.
Likes digging, and he's just like, well, I might as well just dig my own grave, I guess.
Really? How old? Then he's 89?
He's like 89, yeah. And his family, at first, his family was like...
This is weird.
But he is like, he really, really wanted to do it, so...
Does he... But, like, how does he like digging? Does he just use, like, a shovel?
I think...
Does he actually, like, use different tools? Does he have his own excavator? I don't know.
He said... Okay, there's a picture of him here with, like, a...
Like a trowel.
Jimmy Kickham
still
runs his own construction company after more than 50 years, digging everything from trenches for phone lines to graves.
He's a construction guy.
Yeah. But this grave, he's digging with like
just
a backhoe.
Literally, with a backhoe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So like he has access to like... That answers my question.
Yeah.
I was like, does this just guy just like dig in with a shovel or does he actually have like machinery?
Yeah.
But that's pretty funny.
Yeah, Jimmy Kickham says he hopes his grandchildren will remember his sense of humor and that they will know that their grandfather dug his own grave with his own backhoe at the age of 90.
With his own backhoe. Man.
Yeah. That's like, I don't know.
That's so funny. I think though, like, if I had to dig my own grave and, like, totally design it, I think I'd make it a pretty, like, happening place.
Yeah, you'd trick it
out.
You
know, like, I mean, not saying I would put a plasma screen on my tombstone, but, like, if I just had some games, you know, there for, like, people to play, or, like, maybe a computer, it's just like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with Grandpa Dad, you know, and then, like, my grandchild goes, you know,
comes up and
it's just, like, hanging out at my grave.
Can you imagine, like, you go into this tomb and there's just, like, an Xbox in there?
Yeah.
What?
I'd want a fully stocked bar. I was like,
we're
going to Grandpa's grave. Oh, man, dude, you're going to get fucked.
It's like, yeah, this is where my inheritance went, but whatever.
Like, literally. Like,
yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much
for coming on the show.
Usually at this point in the show, I give the guest a little bit of time.
Well,
I'm
going to do a shameless plug.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead and plug whatever you want. Say whatever you want.
Well,
it's all
good. Guys, if you're interested in hearing more from me, look up twitch.tv/DanielLord. Same thing for YouTube. It's spelled Lord, LORDE. There's a whole video explaining why that is a thing if you want to know, but Daniel Lord. So, thanks,
awesome.
Brandon.
Yeah. Thank you again.
Of course.
For
coming
on the show. It was lovely having you.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who's listening. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, Brandon's mom. We will be back again next week with another episode of The Scoop.